we're continuing our series on the Acts of the Apostles, part 2.
Y hoy vamos a seguir la el estudio de, what was it?
Acts of the Apostles, part 2.
Los Hechos de los Apóstoles, parte 2.
And today, the title of the lesson is Suffering for the Gospel.
Y el título de la lección hoy es Sufriendo por el Evangelio.
And so, if you're following along in the Radiant Life book, you can turn to lesson number 3 in the English.
Y si nos están siguiendo en el libro, nos pueden seguir en la lección número 3 en inglés.
Or lesson 16 in the Spanish.
O lección número 16 en español.
Or if you want to follow along in the Bible, you can turn to Acts chapter 16.
Y si nos quieren seguir en la Biblia, nos pueden seguir en Hechos capítulo 16.
And so let's go in and open in prayer and we will begin.
Vamos a orar.
Lord, we do ask that you would bless our Sunday school lesson as well as the whole service. We do pray a special blessing upon every one of our fathers that are here that will be coming in. We do pray that they would, Lord, truly be blessed and honored this day. Lord, we do pray that most of all you would be here, that you would speak to our hearts from your word. And we ask for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Suffering for the gospel.
El sufrimiento por el evangelio.
The central truth this morning is this. Christians should be prepared to face hostility for the sake of the gospel.
Los cristianos deben prepararse para enfrentar hostilidad por causa del evangelio.
We must understand that when we serve the Lord,
nosotros debemos de entender cuando nosotros servimos al Señor,
that in the world around us, there will be those that will not like us.
Que en este mundo, toda la gente que está a nuestro alrededor, no nos le vamos a caer bien.
I wish I could say otherwise, that everyone will love us.
Yo prefiero esperar que todos nos quisieran.
But the fact is that in this world there are some that hate Christians and they hate Christ.
Pero en realidad hay mucha gente que nos odia a nosotros y odia a Cristo.
We also have an enemy.
También tenemos un enemigo.
And so we must be prepared to face hostility or face difficult times for the gospel.
Y también tenemos que estar preparados para recibir estas hostilidades o estos odios.
Our key verse this morning is found in Acts chapter 14, verse 22. Acts 14, 22 is a key verse. And it says this, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, that we must, through much tribulation, enter the kingdom of God. You can read it in Spanish.
En Hechos 14, 22, dice, confirmando los ánimos de los discípulos, exhortándoles a que permaneciesen en la fe y defendiéndole, es necesario que a través de muchas tribulaciones estemos en el reino de Dios.
This verse speaks the truth.
Este verso habla la verdad.
And what it tells you and me is that we will go through tribulation or through suffering as Christians.
Y lo que está diciendo a usted y a mí es que nosotros vamos a pasar tribulaciones.
And so Paul encourages the disciples, the believers, to continue in the faith.
Y aquí Pablo les está dando ánimo de que ellos sigan en la fe.
In a way, he's reminding them that the road is a narrow road.
En otras palabras, también les está recordando que el camino correcto es un camino estrecho.
And through much tribulation, Paul says,
y por mucha tribulación,
we will enter the kingdom of God.
Nosotros vamos a poder entrar al reino de Dios.
Serving the Lord isn't for the weak, to be honest with you.
Sirviendo al Señor no es para la gente débil.
But let me clarify that and qualify that correctly.
Y déjeme clarificarlo correctamente.
Those that put their hand to the plow must be ready to go forward all the way.
A todos aquellos que ponen las manos en el en la yunta deben de seguir adelante.
And so when I say it's not for the weak, I'm meaning it's not for those I'm not talking about those that are weak physically.
No estoy hablando de esos que están físicamente débiles.
I'm not talking about those that look at themselves as they look at themselves as small, if you will, in the sight of God.
No estoy hablando de esos gentes que se miran pequeñas, que se sienten pequeñas.
What we're talking about is those that aren't ready to go all the way.
Lo que estoy hablando son de las gentes que no están listas para ir hacia adelante.
We must be ready to go all the way with Jesus.
Tenemos que estar listos para ir adelante con nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Whether difficult times or not.
Pasemos cosas difíciles o no.
Whether everyone goes with us or no one goes with us.
Cuando todos van con nosotros o no van con nosotros.
We must be ready to go all the way with Jesus.
Tenemos que estar listos para ir adelante con Jesús.
And so, as we begin to follow the Lord,
y cuando nosotros empezamos a seguir a nuestro Señor,
we must understand that times will get difficult and there will be seasons of difficulty.
Debemos de entender que las cosas se van a poner difíciles y vamos a pasar por cosas difíciles.
Now, whenever warm or moist air,
cuando hay aire caliente o húmedo,
when it meets cool dry air,
cuando ellos se juntan con el aire frío,
the results of that meeting can be catastrophic.
Los resultados de ese juntamiento puede ser ¿cómo se dice?
Can be destructive.
Destructivo, puede ser destructivo.
Because that can begin to form a tornado.
Porque eso puede formar un tornado.
It's because this warm air and this cool air meets and it begins to cause the storm.
Esto es cuando se juntan y se empiezan a dar vuelta, empiezan a hacer una tormenta.
In a spiritual way,
en una forma espiritual,
when the kingdom of God meets the kingdom of darkness,
cuando el reino del cielo se encuentra contra el reino de la oscuridad,
then there will also be a violence or a storm begin to form.
Entonces también es igualmente, se empieza a formar algo violento como una tormenta
when
muy
we're
grande.
When we're moving in the spirit,
cuando nos estamos moviendo en el espíritu,
and we begin to make headway into the kingdom of darkness,
y cuando nos empezamos a acercando al espíritu de la oscuridad,
Satan is not going to sit down and watch us advance.
Satanás no va a quedarse ahí sentado mirando que nosotros pasemos.
And so the kingdom of darkness arises, and sometimes there comes persecution or other kinds of suffering.
Y entonces es cuando vamos a pasar por persecuciones y sufrimientos.
As we walk with God, it'll bring joy.
Cuando nosotros caminamos con Dios, nosotros vamos a tener alegría.
It will bring satisfaction.
Nos va a traer satisfacción.
But it will also bring persecution.
Pero también nos va a traer persecución.
As people are taken out from Satan's control.
Cuando la gente se está saliendo de Satanás y está saliéndose de control.
But God is able to bring his children through these particular challenges.
Y Dios es, Él puede sacarnos de todas estas retos.
Now, as servants of the Lord,
como servidores del Señor,
Paul and Silas began to minister the gospel.
Pablo y Silas empezaron a llevar el evangelio.
They would eventually go and preach the gospel in Europe.
Ellos eventualmente fueron a predicar el evangelio a Europa.
But as they were making advances with the gospel,
y cuando ellos estaban avanzando con el evangelio,
the kingdom of darkness or the kingdom of Satan would rise up to oppose them.
El reino del diablo empezó a ponerse.
And so we're going to see some of this today as we look at suffering for the gospel.
Y aquí vamos a empezar la lección con el sufrimiento del evangelio.
And so part number one is called to preach in Philippi.
Parte número uno, llamados a predicar a Filipos.
This is in Acts chapter 16.
Esto está en Hechos 16.
And we're going to read verses 6 through 8 as we see that God has a plan.
Y vamos a empezar a leer los versículos 6 y 8. Dios tiene un plan.
How many of you are thankful that God has a plan?
¿Cuántos de ustedes están agradecidos de que Dios tiene un plan?
Here we're going to see that God has a plan to reach those in Europe.
Aquí vamos a ver que Dios tiene un plan para la gente en Europa.
Does anybody want to read Acts chapter 16, verses 6 through 8? Now here we see Paul and Silas moving and going forward in the second missionary journey.
Aquí vemos a Pablo y a Silas moviéndose para adelante en la segunda parte.
And what we see here is that if you were to see a map, you would see Paul and Silas are kind of going north into Asia.
Y si tuviéramos un mapa, podríamos ver que ellos iban yendo hacia el norte como si fueran hacia Asia.
And as Paul and Silas are headed north, they want to go and spend some time there in the region of Phrygia or Galatia.
Y cuando están yendo por ese camino, ellos están pensando en quedarse en un lugar ahí por lado de Galacia.
So they're kind of going northwest on a map.
Están yendo como si fueran del noroeste.
And then they want to kind of go a little bit more north and east. They want to kind of make a turn and go up into Asia.
Y luego se van a dar una vuelta como yendo al noroeste.
God has already been moving in these areas.
Dios se está moviendo en estas áreas.
You remember in Paul's first missionary journey, he has preached in Galatia and other places. In Paul's first missionary journey, he ministered there in Galatia.
Y Pablo en el primer ministerio se estaba ministrando en Galatas.
And so Paul says, as he's going that way, let's go visit the Galatian churches.
Y cuando ellos iban para allá, Pablo dijo, vamos a visitar a los Galatas.
But the Holy Spirit says no.
Pero el Espíritu Santo dijo no.
The Holy Spirit doesn't allow them to make a right turn.
El Espíritu Santo no los deja que den esa vuelta a la derecha.
So they keep going northwest.
Y ellos empiezan a ir, siguen yendo hacia el noroeste.
They came near another town called Mysia or Mysia.
Empezaron a ir a este lugar que se llama
Mysia, Mysia.
Mysia.
And they wanted from there to go to Bithynia.
Y después ellos tenían que ir a Bithynia.
So they're a little bit more northwest now and they want to make another right turn.
Y ellos quieren hacer otra vuelta a la derecha.
And the Holy Spirit doesn't allow them to go.
Y el Espíritu Santo no los vuelve a dejar.
And what we see here is that God is moving Paul and Silas forward.
Y lo que miramos aquí es que Dios está moviendo a Pablo y a Silas hacia el frente.
And so they keep moving northwest and eventually come to the town of Troas.
Y ellos siguen yendo hacia adelante cuando llegan al pueblo de Troas.
Now, let me say this really quick.
Déjeme decirlo esto muy rápido.
Sometimes as we follow the Lord, we don't know exactly where to go.
Cuando estamos siguiendo al Señor, no todo el tiempo sabemos a dónde vamos.
But like Paul and Silas, they move forward.
Pero como Pablo y Silas, ellos siguen hacia adelante.
That's how we must be as Christians.
Así es como debemos ser como cristianos.
Move forward.
Siguiendo, moviéndote hacia adelante.
Keep growing in the Lord.
Sigue creciendo en el Señor.
Keep praying.
Sigue orando.
Continue doing what you're doing.
Continúa haciendo lo que estás haciendo.
Move forward.
Siguiéndose adelante.
Be involved in church.
Envuélvete en la iglesia.
Be connected in your community.
Esté conectado con la comunidad.
But keep moving forward.
Pero sigue yendo hacia adelante.
And the Lord has a way of directing our steps.
Y el Señor tiene una forma de direccionar tus pasos.
The Holy Spirit didn't allow them to go into other places.
El Espíritu Santo no los dejaba que fueran a otros lugares.
And they would eventually make it to the town of Troas.
Y eventualmente ellos llegaron al pueblo de Troas.
And while there in the city of Troas,
y cuando estaban ahí en la ciudad de Troas,
God begins to speak very clearly as to what God wants to do in Europe.
Dios estaba hablando muy claramente en lo que él quería que sucediera en Europa.
As you and I keep going forward in the Lord,
cuando usted y yo estamos siguiendo hacia adelante en el Señor,
the Lord is able to speak to you as well.
El Señor puede hablar contigo también.
Just keep going forward.
Nomás sigue adelante.
And you'll end up in the right place at the right time.
Y tú vas a llegar al lugar perfecto, al tiempo perfecto.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
It's not going to be coincidence that clarity has come to you.
No va a ser una coincidencia de que la claridad va a salir.
It's the Holy Spirit directing your steps.
Es el Espíritu Santo que está direccionando tus pasos.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Now, while in Troas, we have part number two.
Cuando estamos aquí en Troas,
Paul ends up having a vision.
Pablo tiene una visión.
Look at verses 9 and 10.
Vamos a ver los versículos 9 y 10.
Anybody want to read those verses, 9 and 10? Now, this is interesting, isn't it?
Esto es interesante.
In verses 6 through 8, the Holy Spirit isn't allowing them to go into Asia.
En los versículos anteriores, el Espíritu Santo no los dejaba que fueran a otro lado.
But Paul and Silas keep moving forward.
Pero ellos siguieron caminando hacia adelante.
Amen. They don't go backwards.
Ellos no fueron para atrás.
They don't give up.
No se dieron por vencidos.
No, they keep going.
Ellos siguieron.
And as they keep moving, they end up in Troas, and Paul ends up having a vision at night.
Y cuando ellos siguieron yendo, Pablo tuvo una visión.
And in that vision, there's a man from Macedonia.
Y en esa visión había un hombre de Macedonia.
And he's pleading, he's crying out, come over and help us.
Y él está rogando que por favor fueran para allá y los ayudaran.
And when Paul sees this vision,
cuando Pablo mira esta visión,
he takes it as from the Lord.
Él la toma como si fuera del Señor.
And it's interesting that it wasn't only Paul that agreed with this.
Y es interesante que no simplemente era Pablo el que estaba teniendo esta gravedad.
Look at verse 10 again.
Vamos a ver el versículo 10 otra vez.
It says, after he, Paul, had seen the vision.
Esto fue después de que Pablo había tenido la visión.
It says, immediately we sought to go into Macedonia.
Y nosotros, de repente nos levantamos para ir a Macedonia.
Now, what's interesting about this vision?
Lo interesante de esta visión
is that in the vision he's not told what is needed.
En la visión no le dijeron qué es lo que necesitaba.
All the man in the vision is saying, come over and help us.
Todo lo que decía en la visión fue, vengan para acá y ayúdenos.
But Paul and his entourage are going to go forward by faith.
Y Pablo y sus seguidores iban a seguir adelante por medio de la fe.
As you see that Paul and his associates immediately respond.
Y aquí miramos que Pablo y sus asociados inmediatamente reaccionaron.
They didn't stay, well, we better stay here for another 3 years before we go forward.
Ellos no se quedaron 3 años ahí. No, ellos dijeron, debemos de seguir adelante.
It's like the next day they made preparations to cross over into Macedonia.
Y al siguiente día ellos hicieron preparaciones para ir a Macedonia.
And as I said earlier, the group that was with him agreed with Paul that this was the Lord.
Y como dijimos antes, sus asociados le dieron la razón de que esto era del Señor.
Now when it says, we sought to go into Macedonia.
Y cuando dice que nosotros nos alistamos para ir a Macedonia.
We can get from this that Luke, the writer of Acts, was with Paul.
Y aquí miramos que el escritor de Hechos, que era Lucas, probablemente estaba ahí.
Now remember, Luke was a doctor.
Recuerden que Lucas fue un doctor.
He was a traveler. He traveled with Paul on his missionary journeys.
Él también viajaba. Él viajaba con Pablo a sus viajes.
He was the writer of the Gospel of Luke.
Él fue el escritor de Lucas.
And also the writer of the Book of Acts.
Y también el escritor del libro Hechos.
And so now they're moving forward in the Lord, aren't they?
Y ahora van siguiéndose adelante.
They've got direction from God.
Ellos agarraron dirección por medio del Señor.
God is calling them to Europe.
Y Dios lo está llamando a Europa.
So they're making advancements in God's kingdom.
So ellos están haciendo avances por el reino del Señor.
Now, part number two is imprisoned for gospel ministry.
Parte número dos es encarcelados por el ministerio del evangelio.
Now, what we see here first is that there is a young girl who is bound by a false spirit or a demon.
Y aquí miramos a una pequeña que está prisionera de un falso espíritu.
Look at verses 16 through 18.
Vamos a ver Hechos 16, de 16 al 18.
Now we're skipping some verses. We, in verses 11 through 15.
Y nos brincamos los versículos 11 al 15.
We see Paul and Silas' ministry has caused even the conversion of a very influential lady named Lydia.
Y también estamos mirando aquí que ellos causaron de que esta señora, por medio del evangelio, cambiara sus creencias. Su nombre era Lydia.
But now here we have this young lady that is bound by a spirit.
Y aquí tenemos a esta jovencita que estaba prisionera por un mal espíritu.
Anybody want to read verses 16 through 18? Now here we find an interesting occasion.
Aquí encontramos una ocasión interesante.
Paul and Silas are headed to a prayer meeting.
Pablo y Silas están yendo a una junta de oración.
This place of prayer was outside of the city of Philippi.
Y esta estaba sitiada afuera de Filipos.
And as they're on their way, they're met by a slave girl with the spirit of divination.
Y cuando ellos iban, se encontraron que esta joven que estaba poseída por un espíritu de visiones.
That word met.
Esa palabra cono, encontrar.
Like in verse 16, it says, on one occasion, as we went to the place of prayer, a servant girl with the spirit of divination met us. So when it says that she met them.
Cuando ellos dicen que se conocieron.
That word can be translated opposed them.
Esa palabra se puede traducir como se opuso a ellos.
And so this was happening for a few days.
Esto estaba pasando por varios días.
There is this clash, if you will, between Paul and this girl with the spirit of divination.
Y había este encuentro por medio de Pablo y esta jovencita que estaba poseída con este mal espíritu de adivinanzas.
She seems to be saying the right words.
Y aparentemente ella está diciendo las palabras correctas.
In verse 17 it says that she's saying these men are servants of the Most High God.
En el verso 17 ella está diciendo que estos hombres son siervos del Señor.
They proclaim to us the way of salvation.
Ellos proclaman la forma de salvación.
Now, some say that she may have been mocking in a way, like more making fun of, saying it spitefully.
Y muchos dicen que ella lo estaba diciendo en forma de burla.
But whatever the case is, after a few days, Paul becomes agitated.
Y sea lo que sea, después de varios días, Pablo se empezó a agitar.
He gets frustrated with this because it's happening every day for a while.
Y Pablo se estaba frustrando porque estaba pasando por varios días.
And so Paul was troubled in the spirit.
Y Pablo estaba teniendo problemas en el espíritu.
In a way, the gift of the spirit of discerning of spirits begins to operate in Paul.
Y Pablo estaba empezando a trabajar este espíritu de discernir los malos espíritus.
And Paul is troubled at this thing that's happening every day.
Y Pablo estaba teniendo problemas que estaba pasando todos los días.
And so in his frustration,
y Pablo en su frustración,
Paul turns to that girl who is possessed with this spirit.
Y Pablo se da la vuelta y mira a esta joven que está poseída por este espíritu.
And he confronts that spirit.
Y él confronta ese espíritu.
And he commands that spirit to come out in the name of Jesus.
Y él le ordena a ese mal espíritu que salga de esa joven.
And the scripture says that spirit came out immediately.
Y las escrituras dicen que ese espíritu salió inmediatamente.
Paul has the authority of Christ upon him.
Pablo tenía la autoridad de nuestro Señor.
And now he has cast out this spirit out of this servant girl.
Y luego ahora había sacado este mal espíritu de esta muchacha.
And we see here that Jesus Christ has authority over the powers of the evil one.
Y aquí miramos que Jesucristo tiene la autoridad sobre el maligno.
And God has given to his children, that's you and me, that same authority.
Y Dios nos ha dado ese poder a usted y a nosotros igual, por igual.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
And so he silences the spirit, casts it out, and now the spirit is gone.
Y ellos sacaron este espíritu y se fue.
Now, do you think the enemy is happy about this?
¿Ustedes creen que el enemigo está contento con esto?
The people are using this evil spirit in her for their advantage.
La gente está usando este mal espíritu para su propio beneficio.
And so what we're going to see is that they eventually are jailed for bringing release.
Y vamos a ver aquí cómo ellos fueron encarcelados por haber hecho esto.
Now, keep in mind, there were people that were dependent on her quote-unquote gift.
Y pongan en mente que mucha gente estaban dependiendo de esta muchacha por lo que hacía.
Look at verses 19 through 24.
Vamos a ver los versículos 19 al 24.
And I'll read this. It says, when her masters saw that the hope of their profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the rulers. And they brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, greatly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe. The crowds rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore their garments off them and gave orders to beat them. After they had laid many stripes, that means they whipped them, after they laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to guard them securely. Having received such an order, he threw them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. Don't be surprised when you make advancements in the spirit that the enemy will not attack you.
No se sorprendan cuando usted está avanzando y el enemigo lo va a atacar.
As you begin to push forward and the kingdom of darkness is suffering loss.
Cuando usted empieza a ir hacia adelante y el reino del maligno empieza a perder.
People are getting saved in your house.
La gente está siendo salva en tu casa.
People are talking about your testimony in the Lord.
La gente está hablando de tu testimonio sobre el Señor.
People are beginning to find interest in church because of you.
La gente está empezando a estar interesada a ir a la iglesia por medio de usted.
The enemy does not like that.
El enemigo no le gusta eso.
He wants to keep people bound.
Él quiere tener a la gente atada.
And so God is using Paul and Silas.
Y Dios está usando a Pablo y a Silas.
People are getting saved.
La gente está siendo salva.
Those that are demon possessed are becoming delivered.
La gente que estaba poseída están siendo liberadas.
And now, as we see, the people themselves, some of them, are getting frustrated with this.
Y vemos aquí que algunas de estas gentes están siendo frustradas.
And so they end up beating Paul and Silas.
Y entonces ellos golpearon a Pablo y a Silas.
Throw them into prison.
Los tiraron los encarcelaron.
For casting the demon out of a young servant girl.
Por sacar a esta mal espíritu de esta jovencita.
Think about it when you're ministering the gospel and people that are hooked on drugs begin to stop using drugs.
Piensen sobre esto cuando gente que usa las drogas están empezando a parar de usar drogas.
Those that are alcoholics are delivered and they're not drinking their beer or whiskey.
Esos alcohólicos que están parando de tomar el alcohol.
Do you think those people that sell the drugs or the beer are happy with them?
¿Ustedes piensan que esas gentes que venden drogas o que venden el alcohol van a estar contentos?
I mean, they're making money off these people.
Ellos están haciendo dinero de esta gente.
Right?
Bien.
So all where their profit is that they would be making profit is now being stopped.
Todo ese dinero que estaban haciendo ahora está parando.
In history, we've heard of revivals impacting cities and communities to where bars and liquor stores close down.
En la historia estamos mirando de estos revividos que están parando estos negocios de las barras y los licorerías.
Where those that are selling the drugs and those that are doing evil become exposed or end up getting saved.
Para todos aquellos que están vendiendo drogas, que están haciendo el mal, ahora están cambiando.
And people are coming to the Lord. The enemy is not going to sit back and just smile at this.
Y esta gente está viniendo al Señor. El maligno no va a estar contento.
And so Paul and Silas are in a way in trouble with the devil, aren't they?
De una forma u otra, Pablo y Silas están en problemas con el diablo.
And so they're giving a severe beating.
So los golpearon severamente.
They're thrown into prison.
Los encarcelaron.
And the scripture says that the jailman puts them into the inner prison.
Y aquí la escritura dice que el encargado de la cárcel los tiró al fondo de la cárcel.
It's like a solitary confinement situation.
Es como una forma de solitario, el lugar allá donde los ponen escondidos.
He locks their feet in the stocks, the scripture says.
Ellos encadenan sus pies con cadenas.
And this is so they can't escape.
Y eso para que no puedan escapar.
Now, do you think Paul and Silas were surprised about this?
¿Ustedes piensan que Pablo y Silas estaban sorprendidos por esto?
It's probably a yes and a no there.
Hay probablemente un sí y un no.
Remember, Jesus told them, you are going to stand before kings and princes because of me. You're going to be hated because of me. Jesus told them that.
Recuerden que Jesús les dijo que ellos iban a estar enfrente de reinados, de principados, y que no los iban a creer.
Peter has already been jailed and set free.
Pedro ya había sido encarcelado y también liberado.
Peter and John were jailed at one time.
Pedro y Juan también habían sido encarcelados a un tiempo.
So it's not unusual. This is already happening.
Esto no es una cosa inusual. Esto ya había pasado.
But here they are, locked up in jail.
Y aquí están, encarcelados en la cárcel.
And let's go to part number 3.
Y vamos a la parte número 3.
Where we have freedom from imprisonment.
Parte número 3, libertad de la prisión.
Isaiah. Exactly. That's very true. And this is similar to what's happening with Paul and what happens when the gospel makes an advance in any city or town or community. Those that are making profit off of evil things, whether it be drugs or alcohol or any other evil schemes, when people are saved and they turn from their wicked ways, it begins to affect those that want to keep earning profit from those things. And so, yeah, you're right. In regards to that guy that had the legion, the people had a loss with those pigs going off the cliff. And so there's that conflict that is happening. And so let's continue looking at this. Paul and Silas are in prison.
Pablo y Silas están en prisión.
Look at Acts chapter 16, verses 25 through 34.
Y vamos a Hechos 16, del 25 al 34.
And what we're going to see is that they will be set free to testify.
Y vamos a ver aquí que son libres para testificar.
Now, Paul, we read in the book of Ephesians, told the church to pray always.
Y aquí miramos que Pablo les dijo a la iglesia de Efesios que estuvieran orando todo el tiempo.
And what you find in Acts chapter 16, verse 25...
Y cuando ustedes se encuentran en versículo 25,
is that even though Paul and Silas were locked up in prison,
que aunque ellos fueron encarcelados en la prisión,
they prayed and sang hymns to the Lord.
Ellos oraron y cantaron himnos al Señor.
And so even the fact that their bodies were probably hurting at the time,
probablemente sus cuerpos estaban dolidos.
They praised the Lord anyways.
Ese tiempo y ellos siguieron adorando al Señor.
Now you can imagine all the people in the prison.
Ustedes pueden imaginar toda esa gente en la prisión.
You can imagine the ruckus, if you will, the chaos in regards to bringing Paul and Silas into prison.
Ustedes pueden imaginarse ese caos que pasó cuando estaban siendo encarcelados.
Some of them are probably wondering, what did these dudes do, right?
Algunos de ellos probablemente estaban pensando, ¿qué, y estos qué hicieron?
They see them all beat up and hurting and locked up in the inner prison.
Los miraron todos golpeados y los vieron que los tiraron al fondo.
And so at midnight,
a la medianoche,
you can see that at verse 25,
en el versículo 25,
all of a sudden they can hear some singing in their cell. Amen.
De repente ellos empezaron a oír que estaban oyendo canciones.
They hear them praying in that cell.
Que los oyeron orar.
And all of that sound is permeating or going into the prison.
Y todos esos sonidos estaban yéndose a todo alrededor de la prisión.
They're probably wondering, wow, what's wrong with these guys?
Probablemente estaban diciendo, ¿qué tienen estos que ¿qué les está pasando?
How can they sing like that after being beat up the way that they've been beat up?
¿Cómo pueden tocar, cómo pueden cantar después de que los han golpeado así?
How can they say or sing praise to God?
¿Cómo pueden adorar al Señor después de esto?
Shouldn't they be mad at God for all that they went through?
¿Qué no deberían de estar enojados con el Señor por lo que han pasado?
Instead they're thanking God.
Y en vez están agradeciendo al Señor.
Praising God.
Están alabando al Señor.
They're worshiping Him.
Lo están alabando.
And so this itself is going into all of those prison cells.
Y todo eso se está yendo alrededor de todas estas celdas en la prisión.
Let's look at verses 25 through 34.
Vamos a ver los versículos del 25 al 34.
It says, at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the prisoners were listening to them. Don't you like that? They were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Immediately the doors were opened and everyone's shackles were loosened. Now that's an unusual kind of earthquake, right? Or was it an earthquake? Right? You know, when an earthquake hits, you know, you might have buildings shake and walls crack, right? But an earthquake that knocks off the shackles?
Cuando right? hay un temblor, las paredes se pueden craquear, el techo se puede caer, pero nunca miramos que las cadenas se desaten.
I mean, those things are going to come off with a key alone, right?
Esas cadenas pueden salir simplemente con una llave.
So this is unusual.
Esto es inusual.
And so it continues, verse 27. The jailer awoke and saw the prison doors open, and he drew his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." He called for lights and rushed in trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. He then led them out and asked them, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They said, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you and your house will be saved. And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all that were in his house. And in that hour of the night, it says that he took them and washed their wounds. This is the jailer washing Paul and Silas's wounds. And immediately, he and his entire household were baptized. Then he brought them unto his house, set food before them, and he rejoiced with his entire house, believing in God. Wow, what an amazing turn of events.
Un evento muy hermoso.
So the prisoners are hearing them singing and praising the Lord.
Los otros prisioneros estaban oyendo que ellos estaban cantando y alabando al Señor.
They hear their prayers to God.
Ellos estaban oyendo las oraciones
and
a Dios.
And as they're praying and singing, all of a sudden that place begins to shake.
Y cuando estaban haciendo ellos esto, la cárcel empezó a temblar.
That shaking knocks open the prison doors.
Ese temblor abrió las puertas.
And opens all of their shackles.
Y abrió todas las cadenas que estaban atadas a ellos.
Notice the effect of this.
Miren el efecto de esto.
It wasn't only Paul and Silas's prison door that opened and only their shackles that came off.
No era simplemente las cadenas que estaban atando a Pablo y a Silas.
This affected the whole prison.
Esto afectó toda la prisión.
You will never fully understand how much your life impacts everybody else.
Tú no vas a entender cómo va a afectar lo que te está pasando a ti a todos los demás.
Your relationship with God.
Tu relación con Dios
isn't only going to affect you.
No simplemente va a afectarte a ti.
It is going to affect others all around you.
Va a afectar a todos esos que están alrededor de ti.
It's the church that causes there to be a blessing in our community.
Es la iglesia que causa que nuestra comunidad sea bendecida.
You as an individual have a great impact to those around you.
Tú como un individuo puedes dar un buen impacto, un impacto grande hacia la comunidad.
And so they're all free.
Todos están libres.
And so the jailer realizes this.
Y el que estaba encargado de la cárcel se dio cuenta.
And he's about to kill himself.
Y estaba a punto de matarse.
Now, don't think he was, you know, just like struggling and depressed and so I need to kill myself.
No piensen que él estaba frustrado o tenía depresión.
No, if one prisoner would have been gone and would have been, got out of prison.
Si alguna de estos prisioneros fuera escapado.
Under his watch.
Por medio de él. Cuidándolos,
the Romans would have killed him immediately.
Los romanos lo fueran matado inmediatamente.
And so before the Romans would kill him, he says, man, this is the whole prison, so I'm done. Let me just do it myself.
Y cuando él se dio cuenta de que todas las puertas estaban abiertas, él pensó que todos se habían escapado y dijo que mejor se prefería matarse.
But Paul speaks out and says, no.
Y Pablo, al saber qué es lo que estaba pasando, le gritó y le dijo que no lo hiciera.
He says, we're all here.
Le gritó que todos estaban ahí.
And the jailer falls at his feet.
Y este señor se hincó a los pies de Pablo.
And he says, what should I do to be saved?
Y le preguntó qué es lo que debo hacer para ser salvo.
Were Paul and Silas sharing the gospel while they were in their prison cell?
Estaba Pablo y Silas predicando la palabra en la cárcel.
Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Recuerden que la fe viene por el oír y por medio de la fe.
It does say they were singing hymns.
Él estaba la Biblia dice que estaban cantando himnos.
Usually, hymns have a lot of doctrine in it.
Usualmente estos himnos tienen mucho que enseñar.
Right? We don't know what their hymns were. They're not in our hymn books.
No sabemos qué decían esos himnos.
But maybe it was the singing, the praying, but more than likely they were sharing the gospel from their prison cell too.
No, estaban cantando, estaban orando, y probablemente a lo mejor estaban predicando la palabra.
Their presence in that prison made an impact.
La presencia en esa cárcel de ellos ahí hizo un impacto.
It says clearly they heard them singing and praying.
Aquí dice claramente que ellos, los prisioneros estaban oyendo, que ellos estaban cantando y orando.
Not only the prisoners heard them.
No simplemente los prisioneros oyeron esto.
So did the keeper of the jail.
También lo oyó el que los estaba cuidando.
What the enemy means for evil, God is able to turn it around for good.
Lo que el diablo hace por la maldad, Dios lo puede voltear para bueno.
They share the gospel with this prison guard.
Ellos predicaron la palabra a este guardia.
He gets saved and his whole house gets saved.
Él es salvo y toda su casa es salva.
They get water baptized.
Ellos se bautizaron con agua.
And prior to that, you remember the jailer even washed all of their wounds.
Y también anterior de eso, el guardia les había lavado todas sus heridas.
And so here we see that they end up getting saved.
Y aquí miramos que el guardia y su familia eran salvos.
And so God is moving.
Y el Señor se está moviendo.
And God turns things around.
Y Dios empieza a darle la vuelta a las cosas.
All they were doing was trying to do good.
O todo lo que estaban haciendo es tratar de hacer lo bueno.
They end up in prison.
Ellos llegaron a la prisión.
But then God turns it around.
Y Dios le da la vuelta a esa situación.
And so lastly, we see that they are encouraging new believers.
Y luego también aliento para los nuevos creyentes.
Does anybody want to read verses 35 through 40?
¿Alguien quiere leer Hechos 16, 35 al 40?
Now here we see an interesting scenario.
Aquí estamos mirando un escenario.
What happens is they come to Paul and Silas, or they come to say, let those prisoners go, Paul and Silas, let them go.
Y lo que pasa aquí es que les dijeron al guardia que dejara libre a Pablo y a Silas.
And so they come to Paul and say, they've sent word to release you. Go ahead and go.
Me mandaron a que los liberara, so ya se pueden ir.
But Paul's response is surprising.
Y la respuesta de Pablo es sorprendente.
He says, they publicly beat us.
Les dijo que ellos habían sido golpeados públicamente.
And we were uncondemned Romans.
Y también les dijo que ellos eran ciudadanos romanos.
And so you're going to try to get rid of us secretly?
Y están tratando de liberarse de nosotros secretamente.
So he says, no, you're going to come and take us out.
No, les dijo que le dijeran que ellos vinieran y los liberaran.
Now remember, Paul and Silas are officially Romans.
Y recuerden que Pablo y Silas, ellos eran oficialmente romanos.
And when they hear that they're Roman citizens, they get afraid.
Y cuando ellos oyen que ellos son ciudadanos romanos, se asustan.
Because as Roman citizens, they had rights.
Y ellos como romanos, ellos tienen derechos.
And one of those is they weren't to be allowed to be put into prison without being condemned or without being judged so.
Y como un romano tiene leyes o derechos, ellos no podían meterlos a la cárcel sin que sean enjuiciados.
And so, in the way that they did this, having the people come and take them out.
De la forma que ellos habían hecho esto, que llegara la gente y lo sacaran.
It shows Paul and Silas's innocence.
Así de esa forma ellos iban a enseñarle a la gente que ellos eran inocentes.
It shows that the people that put them in prison were wrong.
Les enseñan que la gente que los había puesto en la cárcel estaban equivocados.
And so with them coming to take them out themselves showed that they were innocent men.
Y cuando ellos vieron que esta gente vino a liberarlos, demostraban que ellos eran inocentes.
Now what we find is Paul and Silas, after they eventually go,
Y después de que ellos fueron liberados,
they immediately go to the house of Lydia.
Ellos inmediatamente fueron a la casa de Lydia.
Remember, she was the seller of purple.
Porque ella era el vendedor de moras.
And so when they went there, they encouraged the disciples.
Y cuando ellos fueron allá, ellos empezaron a animar a los discípulos.
I like that, don't you? They went there to those believers.
Ellos fueron a esos creyentes.
And encouraged them.
Y los animaron.
They didn't complain to them.
No fueron a quejarse.
They didn't go and say, oh, this is scary, and no, and we, and complain and murmur.
Ellos no fueron a quejarse o a decir, oh, era muy espantoso o nada.
No, they praised the Lord and encouraged the people.
No, ellos adoraron al Señor y animaron a la gente.
And so don't be surprised when you press into the Lord.
No te sorprendas cuando tú sigues al Señor.
And God begins to use your life.
Y Dios empieza a usar tu vida.
That the enemy doesn't come in like a flood sometimes.
Y a veces el enemigo viene como una agua muy recio.
Remember this, the Lord will lift up a standard against the enemy.
Y recuerda esto, que el Señor va a parar un estandarte.
If you suffer for the Lord's sake,
si tú has sufrido por el Señor,
rejoice.
Regocíjate.
And understand that God is able to turn it all around.
Y entiende que Dios puede darle la vuelta a todo.
Don't look back.
No mires para atrás.
Keep going forward.
Sigue yendo hacia adelante.
Amen.
Amen.
Paul and Silas continued moving forward.
Pablo y Silas, ellos continuaron yéndose adelante.
There's no doubt they hit a rough patch.
No hay duda de que ellos pasaron por algo difícil.
But be that as it may, they went forward.
Pero ellos siguieron hacia adelante.
And that's the way we must be.
Y así debemos de ser nosotros.
Amen.
Amen.
Now let's go ahead and finish with the ministry in action part.
Vamos a seguir con el ministerio en acción.
First, read the biography of a minister or missionary who suffered, even to the point of death, for their witness.
Ministerio en acción, número uno, lea la biografía de un ministro o misionero que sufrió por su testimonio, incluso al punto de morir.
You can really learn a lot from these kinds of biographies.
Ustedes pueden aprender muchas cosas por medio de estas biografías.
It's neat to see God's grace.
Es muy bonito mirar la gracia de Dios.
God's or their steadfastness in the Lord.
O la forma de ellos seguir al Señor.
And so read these stories.
Lea estas historias.
Secondly, commit to praying regularly for Christians who are suffering for their faith worldwide.
Número dos, comprométase a orar regularmente por los cristianos en todo el mundo que sufren a causa de la fe.
Good ministries that can keep you informed of this is like Voice of the Martyrs.
Hay muchos ministerios buenos que te pueden dar buenos resultados, como la voz del ¿qué?
Voice of the Martyrs.
La voz de los mártires.
There are other ministries like Open Door Ministries, I think.
Hay otros ministerios como La Puerta Abierta.
Even when you look at the Assemblies of God Missions.
También cuando miras a las misiones de las asambleas de Dios.
But it keeps you informed as to what's going on around the world.
Y ellos te mantienen informados qué es lo que está pasando alrededor del mundo.
Lastly, ask God to strengthen and prepare you for times of persecution, so you may remain steadfast in your faith and in your commitment to Christ.
Número tres, pida a Dios que lo fortalezca y lo prepare para tiempos de persecución con el fin de permanecer firme en su fe y compromiso con Cristo.
Amen. Amen. Isaiah? Exactly. And they really did. You see that as an example in Paul and Silas's life. And so they did talk the talk and walk the walk. Amen. And they encouraged those that in their churches concerning this, and they could see it as an example. But I think that's what Paul would say, right? Follow me as I follow Christ. You know, he was an example, you know, of steadfastness, of faithfulness in the Lord. even of those that suffer. And so praise the Lord. Amen. Go ahead and go around and greet one another. Did we pray yet? I don't think we did, right? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for all that we are gleaning from this study of the Acts of the Apostles, specifically the ministry of Paul. We do ask that, Lord, you would help us, Lord, when it comes to suffering for the gospel, that you would help us to be steadfast, be faithful to you, always going forward, never looking back. We pray that you would give us the grace to stand for you no matter what comes our way. Bring us through those seasons, all for your glory. And so we pray that you would be magnified. Bless, Lord, the remainder of our service today. Once again, pour out a special blessing upon the fathers this Father's Day. In Jesus' name, amen.